Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of the CNC Football Factory. I am your host, CJ DeSimone, and right now, currently, I'm flying solo. My partner in crime, Carlos Sardinas, may or may not be making an appearance today. We don't know, but I guess that will be the mystery of today's show. Anyhow, getting on for today's show, we are going to be talking a little bit about the New York Jets versus the Indianapolis Colts week two preview on Monday Night Football. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we get the primetime audience as we get to see Todd Bowles and Gang Green get to take the field against Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts still licking their wounds after that beating they took at the Buffalo Bills last weekend. But this week, we'll find out exactly how they are going to be faring against the beloved New York Jets. Now, of course, the Buffalo Bills got their heads handed to them today by Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And Rex Ryan, in typical Rex Ryan fashion, took all the blame for the loss. That Belichick outcoached him and so on and so forth. And, you know, pretty much same old story, same old song and dance. And that's one of the reasons why, well, one of many reasons why, he is no longer the head coach of the New York Jets. And the final score of that game was 40-32. So, looks like the Bills did put up a little bit of a fight, but needless to say, it still wasn't enough to get over the hump. And it looks like that I am joined by my partner in crime and my co-host, the co-host of the CNC Football Factory, ladies and gentlemen, Carlos, the Cuban Chrome Sardinas, ladies and gentlemen.
Carlos, this is entirely too much for what I should be doing right now. frankly, I don't deserve the accolades that you're giving me. But I will say one thing. You know, we looking at the Jets versus the Browns, we kicked some freaking butt against Josh McCown and Sonny Manziel. And you know what? The Jets played a great game all the way around. All the way around. They played a good game. And it was good. It was a good game. But let's not kid ourselves. This is the Browns that we played, not the Colts. This is going to be a different story coming up Monday. Okay? It's going to be totally different.
How so? Tell me what you're thinking.
Well, for one, we're not playing Johnny Manziel. We're playing Andrew Luck. Big difference. you don't think there's a big difference between the two?
Well, I think there is a big difference between the two, but,
hold on
Andrew
a second.
No.
You know what? I'm actually going to interject here for a second because I've got Bucks Jimmy. He's going to come up on the air. Jimmy. He's going to wash
all
his
right,
hands real
we get
quick.
An appearance by Bucks Jimmy today.
Jimmy is coming on the air. He's coming on after a gigantic Bucks win. Bucks Jimmy, what do you have to say?
I have to say we overcame the penalties and everything, and we won the game. What do you think of that?
I like that. Very, very profound.
Oh. All right.
Yes, James
Jimmy's a little disoriented because they're not used to winning. They're not used to winning. Bucks Jimmy's like, wait, what? I get to talk after a win? They don't know what that what that feels like. they've had like two in the past 3 years, so they don't know what a win's like, but they won today.
Yes, after a
2-14 season. And they're happy. You know what?
Yes,
Mister,
they are. They have every reason to be.
All right, let's talk about the Jets and the fucking Colts. Okay.
All right.
Here's
Fire
what
away.
I've got to say about that. If, well, and here's the big question is if Chris Ivory is available and ready to go, that's going to be the key to our offense. And everyone knows that. That's not a secret. That's the key is can we run it? Can we keep the ball away from Andrew Luck? That's the key.
I think
that's
so.
That's the key.
Well, I do
that's
have to
key.
Say, I want to interject just for a second. Now, remember, last week, during the first half of the Jets-Cleveland game, the Jets had quite a difficult task getting off the field with third downs, allowing Cleveland to convert on third and long situations. They need to do a much better job of keeping Andrew Luck in check if they are going to have success against Indianapolis. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, yes, I would agree with that statement, but I guess I want to know what are your predictions on this? I mean, do you see this as kind of a fatal flaw? Like, it's not going to work out too good? Or what are you thinking?
I'm actually thinking that, believe it or not, the Jets actually have a little bit better than a puncher's chance in this game, and I'll go on to explain it. All right, you're looking at a banged-up secondary for the Colts. They just got absolutely manhandled by the Buffalo Bills. Oh, which, by the way, they actually almost came back and today against the New England Patriots after getting dominated for the most of the day. I still have to wonder if whether or not that was for Bill Belichick either taking the foot off the gas pedal or Tom Brady just said, ah, screw it, throw in the backup. Okay.
Let me throw this in real quick, Mr. CJ. Do you not think that a little bit of Rex Ryan's trash talk had something to do with the fact that Brady pretty much manhandled them all day?
Oh,
I don't
absolutely.
Care if they lost
without,
by eight.
Without question.
But, I mean,
without question. Okay,
you,
because
you don't
Tom
think
Brady
maybe.
Hates Rex Ryan. Tom
maybe
Brady
the,
Ryan.
The bullshit that freaking Rex Ryan was talking possibly made its way into the locker room, and maybe it might have been plastered all over the wall, and maybe we're better off without that freaking loudmouth buffoon freaking experiment of a freaking whatever the hell he is. Don't you think we're better off without him?
Oh, absolutely. I think we are much better off without him. I like Todd Bowles' style of coaching. He understands that the media is a necessary evil. I like the way that he handles the media. I loved from the opening day when they first hired him, and he said, I'm hired to coach football. I'm not hired to coach the media. And I love that, and that's a classic statement. And that's exactly what I want out of a New York Jets head coach. I want all business. It's time for us to get our rear ends in gear. It's time for us to get some winning. Losing is over with, and in order for us to build a championship team, we need to have the mentality of a championship team. And it starts from the head coach. So Todd Bowles is definitely bringing that ideal into the locker room, and you can see that it's emanating within the play of the New York Jets. Now, granted, I'm not going to go, oh, yeah, baby, they're going to the Super Bowl after one game. They did overcome a lot of stupid
right.
mistakes
right.
and a lot of penalties
against Cleveland. Let's get the question out of the way. CJ, let's get the question out of the way. What exactly is your opinion of Ryan Fitzpatrick and what he's doing with the offense? Tell me you're not exactly one of these people that are like, there are people that are actually anointing him as like the next Jesus around here. I mean, come on.
No. But I will say that
he's doing okay.
Okay.
He's doing okay.
He is holding down the fort, and you know what? Right now he's got the hot hand. And you know what? If I was a betting man, which you know that I'm not, if I played poker, which you know I don't because I suck, okay? You stay with the hot hand until it goes cold. You understand me? So right now, even when Geno Smith is ready to freaking suit up and go, Ryan Fitzpatrick has the key to the car, and you ride that car until it runs out of gas. And so far, right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick has done exactly what he's been asked to do, and then, and he is not making mistakes. He's being very smart with the football, and he's being that field general that the Jets have been lacking for a very long time. So you know what? I'm not anointing him as the next Jesus. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, let's put together some T-shirts and say, fear the beard. No. Okay? Let's just
you realize there actually
one game
are.
At a time.
No, I'm just saying you realize
because
there are people
are
that are doing
stupid
that.
Stupid to do that stuff. Don't you understand? It's one game. It's one game. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Okay? So you know what? We beat a bad team that we should freaking beat because Cleveland is a dumpster fire. If we would have lost that game, they would have been screaming for Todd Bowles' head from the moment that they left MetLife Stadium. Let's be realistic, okay? We're going into Indianapolis. We have to play Andrew Luck. You can guarantee that he's going to be pissed off as all hell because they got their asses handed to him up in Buffalo. So you know what? The Jets need to go up there and take advantage of the Colts while they're down. Okay, this is an opportunity to be 2-0 since a long time that I can remember that this franchise was 2-0. Okay, so you go in, you put the boot to Andrew Luck, and you come the fuck back home. Period.
All right, so on to Indianapolis. What are the keys to the game for you?
Run the ball. Run the ball. Be smart with clock management. The longer you can keep Andrew Luck on the sidelines, the more it'll work in your favor. And you just keep feeding the rock to Chris Ivory and Bilal Powell. Maybe give him a little bit of a taste of Zach Stacy if he ends up being activated from this game. You spread the ball out just the way it was. You let Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker spread the field. Chris Owosu, you let them spread the field. You let them keep the defense on their heels, and you don't take your foot off the gas pedal. If you have to win this fucking game by 40, you do it.
Well, let me ask you about the exactly the kind of matchup we were talking about. We've got Brandon Marshall versus Vontae Davis. That's what's going to happen. Who's winning that?
I think that I give a lot of props to Vontae Davis, okay? Vontae Davis is a cornerback who's been around this league for many, many years. He's shut down many a great wide receiver. But you know what? I think that Brandon Marshall is going to have to be better than Vontae Davis, and he's going to have to prove that he's going to be better than Vontae Davis. Last week, he played with that chip on his shoulder. You saw him play with that fiery passion. And you know what? I think week two is going to pose no different. I think that he will make Vontae Davis's life miserable this upcoming Monday night. And we will finally be able to shut up John Gruden by coming out of Indianapolis with a win.
Hold on. You're saying that we're going to be able to shut up John Gruden, so apparently we're going to kidnap John Gruden and gag him. That's like the only way that we're going to shut up John Gruden, period.
Right.
That guy just doesn't shut up. He just doesn't shut up. You know that.
So him and his, well, I'll tell you something about Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, he's just over there with that Chan Gailey offense and it. There are just sometimes I want to reach through the TV and smack that man in the head. And you know that
I'm pretty sure there's
that.
Times where Mike Tirico wants to smack him in the head too. But you know what? He plays well. Yeah,
I mean, you know that John Gruden hates the Jets. You know he hates the Jets.
You think so?
Yes, he does.
I don't think he thinks about the Jets.
Absolutely hates the Jets.
I do not think he thinks about them at all. Frankly, I don't think he thinks about the Raiders.
I think he absolutely hates the Jets 110%. I think that he dreads when the Jets are on Monday Night Football. Because he's still probably suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder of last year and the snooze fest that we had against Miami, where Rex Ryan decided to be a moron and run the ball 60 times, and like Geno Smith was like 3 of 5 for 12 yards or some ridiculously shitty stat.
Well, I will say one thing. For all the bluster and bravado that we heard from Rex Ryan, I'm pretty sure his defenses gave up 40 points at home against New England.
Yes, they did.
Just saying, possibly shut your fucking mouth, Rex. I'm done. I was right, and you should have been out of New York 3 years ago, 2012.
Oh,
like
me,
I was
dude,
saying,
let me,
done.
Let me share this with you, okay? Okay, this is from Eric Friends on Twitter, at Eric Friends, okay? He actually retweeted a tweet from a Ben Volen. Brady's 466 passing yards today were the most the Bills have allowed in franchise history. In 1961, George Blanda, never heard of this guy, passed for 464 yards against the Bills. So, how's
well,
that?
I'm pretty sure they heard of Brady. I'm pretty sure, you know what? If Rex Ryan would just shut the fuck up, they probably would have been okay. But guess what? That's what Rex Ryan does. And guess what? I'm so happy that we don't have to deal with that crap. That's why Buffalo's 1-1, and we're going to be 2-0 after tomorrow night, period.
I agree. I think that we will be 2-0 after tomorrow night. I think that,
that's right.
You know, I think that the Jets defense is going to get after going to get after Andrew Luck. That pass rush is going to come alive. Andrew Luck already going to be without T.Y. Hilton, at least as far as I've heard, as far as all the reports, unless something comes up that he ends up being a game-time decision. T.Y. Hilton's not going to be there, so therefore his security blanket is not going to be there. Andre Johnson has really had a less-than-stellar start to his start in Indianapolis. I think that the Jets secondary, you know, even recovering from the loss of Cromartie, he's still a game-time decision. But the Jets secondary, even with the loss of Cromartie, performed very, very well. I think that the Jets defense are going to cause a lot of havoc for Andrew Luck, and I think it's going to be a very, very long night. Now, do I think the Jets are going to pitch a shutout? No, not at all. I think Andrew Luck will get his points, but I think that the Jets will find a way to pull this one out. I think that, believe it or not, we could be looking at a 24-14 New York Jets win on Monday Night Football.
I won't disagree with you. I will not disagree with you at all.
And I'm going to go even further than this. I'm even going to go even further. Chris Ivory, you heard it here. 21 carries, 106 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. You heard it here.
Hey, you know what? Here's what you're going to hear right now. You're damn right about Chris Ivory. Here's the other guy that's going to friggin' rock your world, Eric Decker, tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Eric Decker.
All right, tell me. What you think? What you got on the docket?
Eric Decker is going to have 5 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. And it's going to be a pivotal touchdown. Ryan Fitzpatrick
nice.
Is going to throw it to him. We're going to shut down what is left of T.Y. Hilton's little figurine knee or whatever the hell is going on with that. We're going to beat the shit out of the Colts in Indianapolis. And there's a couple of our buddies that are actually out there. L7 Panda's out there. He's going to be out
nice.
There with his crew. And they're representing the Jets, and they're going to have a good time. They're going to have a good damn good time. We're going to win out there. That's it. Going to win. Hold on a second. Jimmy wants to brag about the Bucks for one quick second.
Oh, right. Yes. Bring on Bucks, Jimmy.
I can say this. We look 10 times better than we did the first week.
Well, I got to say one thing. You know, Jameis Winston throwing for one touchdown, running for one touchdown. He looked a lot more poised and controlled back there. Was not under a lot of duress. Did fend off a last-minute push by the Saints. Bucks defense did a very good job of bending but not breaking.
Yep.
So
well,
last week our
defense was terrible. Just terrible. You know, but at least we pulled it out, and the offense looked better, defense looked better. A lot of penalties, though, you know. Seen a lot of penalties in a lot of games this year, you know. So
yeah, I have noticed that the NFL flag rate has definitely gone up from last year.
Oh, yeah.
Considerably.
Big time. Yeah, I've seen a lot of flags, you know, on every team. So, well, here's Carlos, and get you back to the Jets there.
All righty. Well, congratulations on a Bucks win, Jimmy. Thanks for coming on.
All right. All right. Thanks, Theo. All right.
You got it.
Hey. Hello?
All right. Shoot.
That's about all I got.
Nice. Well, hey, just want to shoot something real quick. Jimmy Boyd, our buddy from One Jet Drive, chimed in over here, talked about the Patriots and the Bills today. Another team without a quarterback, just like he had with the Jets. 4 minutes ago, this hit Twitter, so which was very, very interesting. So, again, make sure anybody out there who's listening within the sound of my voice, at CNC Jets Factor, hit us up. All right, we want to get your questions on the air. So, Carlos, what else you got for me? New York Jets, Indianapolis. What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I've kind of talked about what I think. You know, we have to run the ball, obviously. We have to run the ball. But here's the other thing. You need to have a quarterback who's not named Tyrod, who's not named after a car part. And I'm pretty sure we don't have that.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't have a quarterback named after someone that is actually a part of a car. We don't have that. We don't have a Tyrod.
Yes, that's true.
What's your thought process? We're like, hey, you know what? No. You know what? I'm gonna have a kid, and you know what? I'm gonna name him after what the. Part of my car that failed when I got brought to the freaking hospital? Oh, yeah, my tie rod failed. I'm going to name him after that.
Oh,
my tie rod failed. I'm going to name you after that. Or if I'm going to
so
name if I'm not going to name you after that, I'm going to name you after
something
else that failed, which is my manual.
Wow. Wow.
As much bluster and bravado as there was not a whole lot behind that in New England at all, or in Buffalo. Tom Brady didn't miss a beat up there. I don't think he missed a beat. He was like, hey, you know what? Hey, you got a tie rod? I got an alternator. Boom.
No, he had a Gronk. That's what he had. So he had a Gronk, a Julian Edelman, and a Danny Amendola.
Well, let me ask you this. As many times as Rex has talked all his smack ever when he was head coach of the Jets, when did that ever really work out for us? Ever?
None. Never. Except the
I
playoffs.
Would say one time in 2010. That's it.
Yeah.
Outside
I
of
have
that,
to agree.
Never worked out too good. And guess
nope,
what?
It never did
didn't
work out,
out
too
again.
Good.
Didn't work out again.
Mm-hmm. So it just always.
Have a head coach that keeps his freaking mouth shut, lets his play and his players speak for themselves on the field. We'll take them out. It's going to be a few weeks from now. We'll take them out. But we're not going to be talking about it. We're going to be doing it. We're not going to be yapping. Rex Ryan
well,
his freaking fetish
if
for freaking toes and shit.
If the Jets do pull off this win in Indianapolis, they will be 2-0. Right now at halftime, you're looking at a 20-13 lead for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If that lead ends up holding up and Jacksonville does end up defeating Miami, you're looking at Buffalo at 1-1, Miami at 1-1, the Jets and the Patriots both at 2-0. So if that streak continues on, then week 7, when the Jets play the Patriots for the first time this season, that could be a matchup. Well, every year it's always a matchup to watch, but this one will be a little bit an extra special one.
Well, guess what?
Okay?
This year we're not going to feed into it. We're not going to babble and freaking talk shit. We're just going to do it. We're just going to show up, and hopefully they do too. That's it. Coach Todd Bowles has a different strategy, and I love it. Sit down, shut the fuck up, do your job. That's what we're going to do. Guess what? That's Jets football. That's Jets football, not this fucking farce that we've been hearing for the past 6 years. No, that's Jets football. Sit down, shut the fuck up, and do your job. That's Jets football.
Yes, absolutely. They should turn that into a T-shirt. They really should. Hey, New York Jets fans, media, if you guys are listening, make sure you put that on.
Which part? Is that the sit down, shut the fuck up, or do your job?
All of it. No, I don't know about the do your job because, you know, kind of the Patriots have kind of cornered that mantra, and, you know, I really don't want to copy off of them. So, but I kind of like the whole, play your game.
We're going to play ours. And guess what? We're going to run it down your throat. We're going to have a pretty decent quarterback. And we're going to have some pretty good receivers. And we're going to smack you in the mouth.
Right. So.
That's it.
That's
what we're going to do.
My friend, for tomorrow night. Tell me.
Okay, tomorrow night I'm going to call it right now because I'm a freaking idiot. Nah. I'm going to call 27-24 New York Jets in Indy. We win.
Nice. I like that. Well, you've already heard my prediction. I'll say it again just in case anybody missed it. My prediction, 24-14 New York Jets. Chris Ivory, 21 carries, 106 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's what I think.
If that's the case, I should have started him. I have him on my fantasy league on the bench. He's my third or fourth running back. It's a good running back, though.
Well, you never know. But, you know, I mean, I have to say one thing. You know, Buffalo Bills had a lot of success running the ball against him. Run always sets up the pass. Always said that. You know, that's one of the things I've been stressing so far. And actually, we got a late update. Jacksonville, 20-19. The Dolphins just completed a drive in the third quarter.
Yeah, we're watching this garbage. You know, we have to, and down here in Florida, just one of the things. We have to watch this crash.
Yeah, you have to. We're actually splitting between Dallas and Philadelphia and the Miami-Jacksonville game. Although, it should be quite interesting, too. So, Carlos, we're now coming up against it. Any last words for the fans?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious. Go fuck yourself and enjoy the Jets football. I'm not even joking. Go fuck yourself. I hate most of you. I'm out.
Nice. All right. Call us the Hitman Sardinas, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So now, as we're coming up against it here, just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors here, www.newyorkjetfans.com. Be sure to check out that website where you find the hottest articles and the coolest Jets gear, such as your Alcotraz T-shirt, okay, made after Antonio Cromartie. They've got a Darrell Revis shirt, Revis Island, okay, that they actually have out. And, of course, they have the Fitzmagic shirt. Yes, the helmet and the beard flowing on. And, of course, the one and the only, if you're a Joe Namath fan and a diehard Jets fan, they've got the Guaranteed T-shirt, yes, with Joe Namath wearing his famous number 12 jersey and a fur coat on the sidelines. Be sure to check out the show at CNC Jets Factor. Okay, you could also check us out on blogtalkradio.com. You could also check out, we've got some podcasts on soundcloud.com. Any questions or comments for the show, email us at cncfootballfactory@gmail.com. So, this has been the CNC Football Factory. We will catch you guys next week, hopefully, talking about a New York Jets win. With that, we'll leave you guys with a little Donkong.